Chapter 4. Garcia handled the gate while Rose and Jimmy drove the horses inside. As the gate swung shut, she heard the sound of hoofs from the south and remembered the dust she'd seen from the bench. Wiley, Shorty, and Frank Caldwell were still down by the creek, but they looked up when a band of horses came jogging around the nearest bend of the creek, kicking up a spray of water that sparkled like liquid light in the dusk. Caldwell shouted for Garcia to open the gate, and Rose and Jimmy spread out to help turn the herd into the corral with their own stock. Rose counted roughly 30 horses, driven by a trio of dusty wranglers. With over 50 head inside, the little pole corral seemed to bulge. Garcia latched the gate, and two of the wranglers, mixed bloods wearing a combination of Indian and white clothing, hitched their mounts to a corral rail, then trooped inside the trading post. The third wrangler was a loose-jointed white man who must have been pushing 60. He was as stubbled and gnarled as an old cedar stump and looked about as tough. He remained mounted, exchanging a long look with Garcia. Finally, he leaned to one side and spat past the toe of his boot. When he straightened, he said,
"Hello, Billy. I see they ain't hung you yet."
"Is that my name?"
Garcia asked in annoyance. It was considered rude to blurt out the name of a man you hadn't seen in a while, not without giving him an opportunity to declare a new alias. That was especially important along the outlaw trail, where a fresh sobriquet might be all that stood between a man and the gallows. Yet that simple courtesy had been denied Garcia twice in the space of half an hour, and Rose could tell it was gnawing at him. The old man seemed unimpressed with Garcia's ire, though, and with a snorting dismissal he said,
"It makes no never mind to me, boy."
"Call me Garcia, old man, or Billy. Call me boy again, I'll cut your balls off."
"That'll be the day, boy."
Rose figured Garcia would go for his pistol then, but he didn't.
"Webb, you are a hard-headed son of a whore. I ought to shoot you for being so ignorant."
"That'll be the day, too," Webb replied.
He glanced toward the creek where Wiley and Shorty were dividing the money between them, then at Rose and Jimmy.
"Damn, Billy boy, you've run onto hard luck."